a download from the BBC. Hi there, I'm Sonali from BBC World News for Schools. It's Wednesday the 15th of June. Coming up, Chile's volcanic eruption causing more flight problems, Greek strike against government cuts, and the Austrian mountains up for sale. But first to Sudan in Africa, where clashes have led to thousands of people to flee their homes. In just a few weeks' time, Sudan will officially be divided into two, and South Sudan will become an independent country. It's disagreements over this planned split that have led to the current violence. American President Barack Obama has asked the Sudanese to end the fighting.
The Sudanese people have come too far and sacrificed too much to see their dreams of a better future slip from their grasp. Now's the time for Sudanese leaders to show the courage and vision that true leadership demands. Now is the time for Sudanese leaders, north and south, to choose peace.
In Greece, thousands of strikers have gathered in the capital city of Athens. They're unhappy at the financial cuts that the government plans to make. It's the third strike in Greece this year and one of a number of demonstrations across Europe where countries have had economic problems. The Greek government says it needs to make these cuts to help the country deal with its money problems. Over in South America, Chile's volcanic eruption is still causing more havoc for planes. It's been spewing for more than a week, and strong winds have carried ash particles all the way to Australia. It's meant loads of flights there have been cancelled, and passengers are stranded away from home.
We've just got to organise accommodation, transport. It's all extra money coming out of our wallet every day. We just want to go home.
But this passenger is taking it all in his stride.
Yeah, frustrated, but hey, life happens, the sun goes up tomorrow, we'll do it all again.
Japan's Fukushima City is to measure how much radiation kids have been exposed to from the tsunami-hit nuclear power plant. The earthquake and tsunami that struck the country in March caused dangerous materials to leak out from the station. The city is 60 kilometres away, but residents are still worried about radiation. Children aged between 4 and 15 will wear radiation meters for 3 months, and data will be collected monthly. Finally, Austria has something unusual for sale, two mountains. Lots of people have complained since the decision was made by the government to sell the peaks, so it's reviewing what it'll do. Rather than selling the mountains for the highest price, it's likely that only certain Austrian organisations will be allowed to put in a bid. The mountains are part of the Alps range in Europe, and for today's question, we want to know what is the highest peak in the Alps? Yesterday, we asked you how many Grand Slam tennis tournaments there are each year. Well, the answer is 4. That's Wimbledon, the US Open, the French Open, and the Australian Open. Before we go, a big shout out to Alexander in Miss Yik's class at SAS Pudong in Shanghai in China. That's it from the World News for Schools team. We're back tomorrow.